Shalom to all. You are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha, and today we're going to be learning the third Aliyah in Parsha's Baalei Scha, that is Perek Tes, Pasuk Aleph. And the Pasuk tells us, Vayedaber Hashem Moshe, Hashem spoke to Moshe b'midbar Sinai, in Midbar Sinai, b'shana hashenis, in the second year, letzeisom me'eretz Mitzrayim, from their leaving of Eretz Mitzrayim, b'chodesh harishon, on the first month, lemor saying. That means that this was being told over to Moshe Rabbeinu in Nisan, the second year after leaving Mitzrayim. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Aleph. B'chodesh harishon, Parsha Shabarashah say, for Loi Nemrat Iyar. The parsha at the beginning of the sefer, meaning the beginning of Bamidbar, that wasn't said until Iyar. Lamata, first of all, that teaches you, She'ain Seder Mukta Mukha Bataira, that there's no specific order in the Torah. Asks Rashi, V'lamalei Pasach Bazu, why didn't Parshas Bamidbar start out with this, which was said in Nisan, as opposed to starting out with something that was said in Iyar? Answers Rashi, B'neishu Genusan Shal Yisrael, because from this parsha, we learn about something degrading about Klal Yisrael. Shekal Arbaim Shana Shal Yisrael Midbar, all 40 years that Klal Yisrael sojourned in the Midbar, Lohi Kivu Ala Pesach Zebovad, they only brought this Karban Pesach, we're about to learn about Karban Pesach. That's why the Pasach decided to teach about it in Parshas Baalei Scha and not in the beginning of Chumash Bamidbar. So back to Chumash Pasuk Beis, V'yasu B'nei Yisrael Sapasach Umayadai, and B'nei Yisrael should do the Karban Pesach in its proper time. Ba'arbasor Yom B'chodesh Hazeh, on the 14th day of this month, Bein Arabayim, in the afternoon, Tasu Aisai Umayadai, they should do it in its proper time. K'chochu Kaisav M'chomish Batav Tasu Aisai, they should do it according to all of its laws and ordinances. V'dabar Moshe B'nei Yisrael Lasa Pasach, and Moshe spoke to B'nei Yisrael to do the Karban Pesach. V'yasu Asa Pesach B'rishon, and they did the Karban Pesach on the first month. Ba'arbasor Yom B'chodesh Bein Arabayim, B'midbar Sinai, on the 14th day of the month, in the afternoon in Midbar Sinai, K'chol Asher Tziva Hashem as Moshe, Kein Osu B'nei Yisrael, like all Hashem commanded Moshe, that is what the B'nei Yisrael did. And now we're about to learn about Pesach Sheni. V'hiyan Hashem Asher Hayu Tmeim L'Nefesh Adam. And there were people, they were Tamei L'Nefesh Adam, that means they were Tamei Meis, they had touched the corpse, so they were Tamei. V'lo Yachu Lasa Pesach B'yamahu, and they were unable to do the Karban Pesach on that day. V'yirkav L'fnei Moshe L'fnei Aaron B'yamahu, and they approached Moshe and Aaron on that day. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Vav, L'fnei Moshe L'fnei Aaron, K'sh'shneim Yashem B'samejish Bo'u Sha'olum. When both of them were sitting in the Beis Medrash, they came and they asked them. Moshe and Aaron were sitting in the Beis Medrash. Imagine that. And these people came and they asked the following question to Moshe and Aaron. And Rashi tells us, it can't be that they first went to ask Moshe and then they went to ask Aaron. Because if Moshe didn't know the answer to the question, as we're going to see, he doesn't know what the answer is. How would Aaron know the answer to the question? It must be that they approached Moshe and Aaron at the same time. So back to Chumash, Pasuk Zayin. And these men said to him, we are Tamei Meis, Lamani Gar Labilti Hakar. Why should we be any worse off and not be able to bring the carbon of Hashem in its proper time? Pesach B'nei Yisrael from among the B'nei Yisrael. And Moshe said to them, Imdu Veshma'a, stand and wait to hear Mayitzav Hashem Lachem, what Hashem is going to command you to do. Let's see Rashi plus Zayin, Lamanigar, why should we be any worse off? Amar Lahem, Moshe told them, In Kachim Kriven Betuma, you can't bring Kachim if you're Tamei. Amar Loisle said to him, Yizar Kadam Aleinu B'Kayanim Taharim, let the blood be sprinkled by Kayhanim that are Tahar, V'yachal Abasar L'Tahirim, and let the meat be eaten by Tahirim. The Gemara explains that these people would be Tahar by the nighttime. So they said, let's bring the Karban, even though we're Tameh, Kaihanim were Tahar, they're going to sprinkle the blood, and by nighttime, we're going to end up being able to eat it. So Amar Lahem, Moshe Rabbeinu told him, Imdu Veshma, Ketalmid Hamuvtech Lashmei Pi Rabbi. This was like a Talmud who's confident that he's going to end up hearing an answer from his Rebbe. Ashrei Yulud Isha Shekach Muvtech, praiseworthy is someone who's born of a woman, that he's promised like this, and he's confident. Shekalz Machahai, Roitzahai, Medabri Meshchina, anytime he wants, he's able to speak to the Shechina. And Rashi tells us that really this parsha could have been taught by Moshe Rabbeinu just like the rest of Torah was. Elo shezachu elu shetamer al yedeim. These people, they merited to have the parsha taught through them. Shemagaglan schus ayde zakai, because we give a schus to someone who's meritorious. They're meritorious in the fact that they wanted to do this mitzvah, so Hashem gave them the schus that this parsha was taught through them. And let's go back to Chumash Pasuk Tes and hear what Hashem's answer was. By Daber Hashem Moshe Leimer, Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Daber al bnei Yisrael Leimer, speak to the bnei Yisrael saying, Ish ish kiyeh tamel nefesh. If a person is Tamei Meis, or they're far away, for you or for all your future generations, and they would like to bring the Karban Pesach for Hashem. In the second month, that's Iyar, on the 14th day in the afternoon, Yasu, I say that's when they should do it. They should eat it with matzah and mar. Do not leave any over till the morning, and do not break any bones. They shall do it like all the laws of the regular Karban Pesach. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yod. There's a dot on top of the word rechayka. Leimar to teach us. Not that this person is actually really far away from the Beis Hamikdash. That means the person is outside the Azara all the time that the carbon is actually being shechted. Pesach Sheni, matzah chametz im mayis. We're dealing with Pesach Sheni right now. A person is allowed to have matzah and chametz at the same time in his house. Vein sham yontif. There's no actual yontif. Vein iser chametz elo imay b'achilasei. The only iser of chametz that applies is that he's not allowed to eat it with chametz, but he's still allowed to have chametz in his house. Back to Chumash Pasuk Yud Gimel. Ve'o isha shehu tahar, a person who's tahar, ubederech loy haya, and he was not along the way. V'chad alas sepesach, and he withheld from doing the Karban Pesach. V'nechir soha nefesh ahim me'amel, that person is going to be cut off. They're going to get kares from their nation. Ki karban Hashem lo hikrav mayadoy, because he did not bring the Karban of Hashem in its proper time. Cheta yisoha ishahu, that man shall bear his sin. V'chi yagur itchem ger, and if a ger, a convert, shall live with you, v'asa pesach Hashem, and he does the Karban Pesach for Hashem, ki chukas ha-pesach chumishpate ken yaseh, like all the laws and ordinance of the Pesach, he shall do. Chukah achas yelachem. There's one law for you, v'lager ula ezrach ha'aretz, and for the ger and for the ezrach in your land. And Rashi over here, Pasuk Yudal tells us, v'chi yagur itchem ger v'asa pesach. Yachal, you might think, says Rashi, kol hamesgar yaseh pesach miyad, that someone who becomes a ger, he should do the karban pesach right away, the moment he becomes a ger, even though it's not around Pesach time. Talmud Lamed, where the pasuk says, chukah achas. There's one law. Elakach mashmai v'chi yagur itchem ger uba es lases pesach im chaverav kachukah v'chamish bat yaseh. He shall do it like it's laws and ordinances, meaning just because he's a ger, that doesn't mean he doesn't bring the Karban Pesach like normal. He brings the Karban Pesach like everyone else does, but he has to wait till Pesach. He doesn't bring it at a different time. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with the fourth Aliyah in Parshas Baal Ha'ischa. Everyone should have a wonderful day.